Hello.
Hey, Joe. Dan Nelson.
How you doing?
Local Splash. I'm doing great, brother. How you doing today?
Good. Give me just 1 second. I'm starting my truck. You're going to switch my radio.
Take your time.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Not the first time I've been on a radio.
Switching over to my...
Can you hear me?
There we go. All right, now I can hear you.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so first off, I want to ask you, do you have any questions for me about the platform that I can answer?
No, I don't specifically have any questions. I was talking to my partner, and I think we want to move forward with having you guys put us on Google.
Awesome.
Give me just a second here. I drive a crew cab long bed 3500, and I'm trying to back out of quite possibly the tightest and narrowest driveway I've ever been in.
Oh, wow. You're in one of those compact driveways.
we live in the boonies, so it's like probably 500 foot of driveway, but it goes over a creek and it winds around stuff and, it's not big enough for me to turn around.
Take your time. I'll be right here.
Oh, man. This is just something else trying to get in here.
Quality problems, brother.
Oh, this is wild. What a freaking house, though. Holy crap.
Yeah, 500 foot driveway. That's pretty amazing. You know, when you said that, I was like, that's not a compact driveway.
That's... 500. I mean, the house is crazy. It's super nice, but 500 foot is nothing. I have a couple driveways that I plow. One is 2,100 foot long.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Man, so it's a totally different landscape out there for sure.
Yeah, there's some big properties out this way. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Alrighty. Alright, I'm done backing out. Okay.
How far do you guys want to target from Boston?
That is one of the questions I had is, can you do specific areas? Because what I don't want is like just a kind of a radius.
Right. So we can, the way we do that through your geo-targeting, it's called geo-fencing. So what we do is we'll use, like, the city, or some clients use counties, or we could even do zip codes, right? But what we'll need is those areas so that we can outline that in everything we're marketing you on. Google, Meta, Bing, Apple, and Yahoo.
Okay.
So is it like specific counties, or do you have like a list of zip codes for me? Like how would you want to target it?
I could do a list of zip codes.
Okay.
Because what we don't want, like I said, we're out in the country. And the main focus of our business is working with landowners to maintain or cultivate property.
Okay. Cultivate property. All right.
You know, like we do site clearing for new builds. Mm-hmm. I'll dig foundations. We do brush hogging, forestry mulching. What I don't want to do is get calls from people in Buffalo looking for whatever done.
Mm-hmm. Right,
because I don't want to work up that way.
Right.
So.
Okay. Hence why we want to do the specific zip codes to target the bigger properties, so to speak, right? So you're getting the right type of jobs. Yeah. No, we could do that. I see some other things too. So you have septic and sewer repair and install on here. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Septic. Yeah. So we do. I have kind of a comprehensive list of our services on our website.
Mm-hmm. I see them, too.
Yeah, so the bulk of it is, like, excavation and grading, stump grinding, drainage and ditching, brush hogging. We do plowing. We do ponds. I have advertised we do landscape work, and that's kind of a it's a tough thing to advertise because I get calls for people looking to have like mulch beds done. Or, you know, and we don't really do that. I do brush hogging, and potentially we're going to get into mowing this year.
Okay.
Potentially. Our oldest kid is old enough to start working for us full time.
Good.
You know, so potentially what we want to do is have the kid, we want to start taking mowing contracts and have our kid kind of take that on as their own thing.
I love that. Yeah, teach them the workforce right away. You know, that's awesome, man. Okay.
But,
so and that kind of depends. Like when you plan, because I know summer's coming up. So are you doing that in the summer or when do you plan to kind of initiate that?
We're still talking about it. There's no. Okay. It's kind of a tentative. You know, maybe we are. I'm too busy to take that on right now. So I think what's going to end up happening is if we're going to do it, we're going to hire another guy to run the landscape, and then our kid will work with them kind of deal.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll leave it off for now until you guys decide to add it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's so for the targeting, all we have to do is embed it in with your keywords, right? And then launch the ads with it, and then it takes like 7 to 14 days to kind of ramp up. So you have time. Just kind of let us know when you're ready to start pushing for that, and we could definitely do it for you, you know?
Yeah. So that's but we put landscaping on there because we do like retaining walls, major landscaping stuff. You know, like if you wanted to change your entire front yard or your entire backyard, or do like a huge patio in the back. You know, we do that kind of stuff. And I work with other contractors as well. For instance, right now, so I just demoed a pool deck and a pool, and we landscaped the whole area, graded the whole area off, and now we're going to be going back and pouring concrete and doing a big pergola.
Good. Okay. So what I'd recommend to you in the targeting would be like, because like, so you got to think of how the general public searches too, right? Like for me, if I don't know the difference between landscaping and lawn maintenance, I might just search landscaper. But if you want a project done, typically they're going to search landscape contractors, right? So that's how I'd recommend we target you is like landscape contractors, hardscaping, right? We could target retaining walls, like, because that's more like specific. But if you just target landscape, then you might get some lawn maintenance jobs from it, you know? And you're in the driver's seat, too. We'll play. Obviously, you know your area best. We just go off the analytics of, like, how people are searching it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll work hand-in-hand with you guys on that, too. But let me put landscape contracting and hardscaping in there right now.
So let me get a list together of the zip codes we want to target.
Yeah, it's going to be key. You'll need that for your client interview. So that's where, like, because what happens, like, I set up your account, right, and then I get you access to, like, your tracking system, or you'll have, like, a username and password. And then after the client interview, you're going to see all your target areas in there, your keywords, et cetera. So they're going to need, for that client interview, those that list of zip codes, you know?
How many keywords can we do?
Up to 20 keyword phrases total. In some cases, we include more. Like, we could technically do up to 99, but the more keywords you do, it starts to kind of get, like, sloppy in the wording, you know? So we try to do it at, like, 20 keyword phrases, essentially. If you need like 22 or 23 or what, like they'll add it obviously, you know? But 20 keyword phrases generally is what we do. With the ads, we do up to 99 though. You know, usually you don't utilize all 99, but, That's a different story between the ads and the organic section, you know?
All right. So let me put the list of zip codes together and I'll get our keywords together. And, is that all you're going to need to move forward or do you need?
No. So I'll have to verify, the business address, right? Mm-hmm. Also the phone number you guys want targeted. I already have your website here and your Facebook page. So I already have those things linked. We'll obviously also need to take care of, billing information as well. And then I'm going to have to get you all your confirmation emails, your welcome email, initial invoice, and your login credentials for your dashboard.
All right. So let me put that stuff together for you. I'm trying to think what the heck else. There's something else I wanted to say and I can't remember it now.
I hate it when that happens. It's usually like you're off the phone too, you know? You remember.
I'm just trying to do a freaking million. Oh, the phone number too. I wanna, I think we're changing our business phone too, so I'm gonna.
Okay.
I gotta get
cut out like, robocalls and stuff or? Is that why you guys are doing it? Good, good. So we offer at no additional charge, it's called like a call tracking number. It's a business line that forwards to your phone. So, but it sounds like you're kind of doing that on your own. But, basically what it does is it cuts out robo and spam calls from coming through so that you're getting like actual leads instead of a bunch of like telemarketer calls, you know?
Okay. I think we're, cause right now our business number is my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we want to do is just have a separate line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can get an answer on that probably tonight.
Okay. And just so you know, like, cause it could save you some money instead of having to get another line. That call tracking number, we provide you an app where you can text or call from it. So it typically exactly works like another line, but you don't have to actually like add on another line from your phone carrier, you know? So it saves you money and you're able to separate like what's personal and business type of thing, you know?
Well, our carrier offered us an additional line and phone at no cost.
Oh, that's amazing. Might as well then, you know? Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, what's today?
Today is Wednesday, 28th.
Wednesday. You want to give me a call Friday? I'll have that list together for you.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. What I'd recommend for you, though, because the list is really going to be needed for the client interview. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, we could schedule, so to set up the account with me, right, takes like 5-10 minutes. So we could even do it like, tomorrow or Friday morning, like whatever works best for you. But really like Friday when I schedule the client interview, that's where you're going to want the list of zip codes ready for the actual technician that's doing the like, the targeting, you know?
Okay. All right. I'll have you. I'm trying to do a million things right now. I'm driving right now. Why don't you call me Friday? We'll finish getting this set up then.
Okay. What time? So the call was me on Friday. What time works best for you?
I'm trying to think. So I know I have something on my calendar for Friday. I'm just not sure when.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are East Coast, right?
No, we're Pacific Standard Time. So we're 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard, which will be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, can you call me at like 6:30 then on Friday?
Yeah, 6:30 p.m. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, I'll put you in for then, sir. Talk to you Friday.
All righty.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.